This is Twit.
I was waiting to talk to you guys about this new Surface Pro X, because I was so tempted to buy it last time, but having had some experience with the Surface Go, I was reluctant.
Yeah. It's not like the Go. It's a laptop, right?
Right.
Like, no, it is.
It's not a two-in-one. I mean, it's not a two-in-one, though, right?
He's saying Surface Pro X, not
Pro X. Laptop. I thought you said the Surface Laptop Go.
No.
So,
but wait a minute. By the way, which confused me, and I understand your confusion, because the Surface Laptop is now the Surface Laptop Go. The Surface Go is really more like the Surface Pro X. I'm very confused.
So the big thing that's going on here is that Microsoft a couple of years ago had like 3 Surface models. Today they have like 13. So it's they've really kind of expanded it out. I understand why they went with the Go brand on the laptop, because they already have a 13-inch one, and this is a 12.5, and it makes it seem like, why would you have both? But it's kind of a different class of device. But as far as Surface Pro X goes, honestly, it's not a new device. So it's literally the device from last year. They have one new color, Platinum, which I think you can only get on the highest-end configurations, which have the new chip. But the new chip is based on the new Qualcomm chip, which is the 8CX Generation 2, which is not a particular improvement. So I wouldn't say that much has changed year over year. 6 months from now, if 64-bit app compat works, I mean, we could have a different conversation. But I think as of today, I wouldn't – if you were – you know, however you felt about it a year ago, I don't think anything has changed, anything material.
Okay, good. So no
– if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's really it. I love the form factor.
I do too. And I hoped that they would release a Surface Pro 8 or whatever, you know, Intel chipset with that form factor. I still hope that they do this eventually. But this was not the day.
I was surprised how little they announced at this thing, to be honest. Right. I mean, we were all kind of guessing maybe they'd have the new Surface Book or maybe a Surface Pro or maybe even a Surface Studio refresh. Nope, sure. None of those. Right.
But if you count all the mice they announced, I mean, honestly, it was the biggest Surface event of all time.
Yep, they were accessories.
So let's take a step back. How did this how did this work? So they sent you a note, as they have done in the past. They did this with a Duo, saying, we've got a press briefing, a video. We haven't seen it yet. Or have they released it to the public yet?
No, it's out. It's on YouTube. It's very short. It's just Panos and a couple of other people standing in a room, just quick high-level overview.
Okay.
Most of the stuff we got ahead of time this time was in the form of a lot of photos and the blog posts and stuff. So it was – I mean, it wasn't like a virtual or digital event like the Google event at all, or like the Apple event or the, you know, whatever, or like Ignite or anything else you want to compare it to. It was – it's just a short, it was a very, what do you call this? Yeah. It was almost like an offline event. It was kind of.
I know. It was. Yeah. I mean, the way they announced it was through a blog post. I mean, it wasn't like any kind of thing where you could point people and say, okay, there's an event. It's happening at such and such a time. Nope. It was just a blog post that came out at 9 a.m.
Yeah. But did it warrant more? No. I mean, really, that's.
Not really.
I will say this, though. You know, I've been very critical of Surface Go, which is the mini tablet thing, the 2-in-1.
Right.
Surface Laptop Go is the product that thing should have always been. It's and it was interesting to see Microsoft explicitly and implicitly compare it to Surface Go as they described it. They said that this thing is powerful enough for almost anybody, even in its base configuration, which is something that you cannot say of Surface Go at all. It has a full-size keyboard, something that is not the case with Surface Go. It's a good price too. It starts at $549. When you add up the price of an entry level Surface Go with the keyboard cover, the type cover, you know, you're basically at the same price point. I mean, this is a much better device for virtually anyone. The one exception would be someone who, for some reason, is that weird combination of, I want to be able to draw on the screen and have no money to spend, you know, or whatever, which is kind of a weird deal, but.
You know what I thought, though, was a little underhanded on their part was the base level configuration, the 549 one. So that's very different from all the other ones, right? It doesn't have a fingerprint reader, which is all the other ones do. And it has eMMC storage, which the other ones don't. And it comes with 4 gigs of RAM, right? And everybody's
which
like, really?
Yeah, that's it's. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I agree.
So, no, but so does, I don't know. I feel like... I feel like that configuration, like, yeah, but who is it for, right? Who is that one for?
Well, I would say that that configuration is... Yeah,
it's for like the schools that would buy a Chromebook and instead they buy a Windows machine.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, go back in time.
Are Chromebooks a lot cheaper than that? No?
Not well, there are cheap, there are $300 range low-end Windows computers, which are garbage, and Chromebooks, which are probably garbage. But this, they make a good case for something that might last a little longer and be a nicer device. And certainly you could spend $1,000 or more on a Chromebook if you wanted to. Right. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
This is a good place for them to land. I agree with you that the entry-level configuration isn't good enough, but there were so many problems with the entry-level Surface Go configuration.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Time it's like, okay, just, you know, upgrade to the next one up. It's the right, it's
$100
just the right
more
form factor, the right device, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's a good, it's a good price point for them. And I think it's going to open up Surface to a much wider range of people.
Yeah.
I love the fingerprint. Are you going to review one? I want to see that. If they offer it to me, I mean, they haven't. So, by the way, I don't know anyone that has one yet. But
I know they've started offering them to people, but yeah, I don't have one. I haven't been offered one, so
yeah. I'd be happy to. I think it looks great. I just want to sort of highlight this because I've been very critical of Surface Go for what I think are perfectly valid reasons. I look at this and I think this is the right mix. Like this is. The things that were wrong with Surface Go were fixed with this. And this is the product. I know they love this 2-in-1 tablet thing, but
I know.
This is the right
form factor. That's the wrong form factor in my mind for education and for first line workers. Like it should be a clamshell laptop. It should.
Okay. Yep. Can you build to order and make it a little more powerful?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So what's
the whole
line,
by the way?
If we update it, what's the top price? Like can you make it usable, I guess?
Yeah, so the very top end model for a consumer is $900. It's a Core i5, 8 gigs of RAM, 256 memory. That's
decent.
Yeah. Yeah. And that includes fingerprint reader and it comes with Windows 10 Home and S mode, but you can switch out of that to regular Windows 10.
And importantly, I think all models come with Core i5.
Right.
There's no Pentium nonsense. There's no Core M, whatever.
That's good.
Core i5.
That's good.
Exactly right. And that's a big part of the, you know, the form factor, the internals, the display, the size of the keyboard, all of it. They just kind of landed in the right place. And Surface laptop is a great form factor. I know it's yet another laptop and blah, blah, blah. But if there are people on the Windows side to kind of look at a MacBook Air and think, man, I'd really like to get one of those, but I want it to run Windows, and that's what Surface laptop really accomplishes.
For a lot less. I mean, the lowest price MacBook Air is like big 12.
Now, by the way, we all know Apple's got some Apple Silicon-based MacBook coming soon.
And that's one of the reasons they did
it. It will be close, but you know what? It's not going to start at $549. You know, $799 maybe. You know, we'll see, but
yeah, Microsoft doesn't need to start. I mean, Apple doesn't need to start at a low price.
No.
Like that.
Yep.
No.
I like this thing. I like the way it looks. It's got kind of a playful kind of thing to it. If you look at the screen closely, the screen corners are curved.
Yeah.
They're not sharp 90 degree angles.
I love that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty. Even the speakers curve, folks. They love rounded rectangles.
I like that they put
a fingerprint reader.
And Paul was saying the fingerprint reader is really good.
I think it's the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the first Surface PC to have an integrated fingerprint reader, I think. Certainly the first portable one. I know there was a type cover back in the day for Surface Pro that had this, but putting that in the keyboard, which is what a lot of PC makers do. If you buy PCs from Lenovo, Dell, or HP or whatever, they offer both the fingerprint reader and the facial recognition. And I think that's key to have both because you can choose. You could use both, I guess. I prefer fingerprint reader because it's so explicit that you want to sign in. Yeah, I don't necessarily sit down and have just pop up.
So it still has the camera-based Windows Hello, but this is in addition to that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's common on the PC side.
The MacBook Air has fingerprint, and I really appreciate it. It's a great little thing, and it's very similar, actually. Same kind of placement and
I like when it's in the keyboard. This is something that more and more PC makers are starting to do. HP is not 100%, but the, you know, a lot of their new devices do that now. Dell does that when the power button integrated, like Apple does. Lenovo, I think Lenovo's are actually still separate, but I really like when it putting it into the keyboard is nice. And then I don't know if you saw it in the video, but there's a kind of a cool thing when you open the lid. There's a light on the fingerprint reader to kind of guide you to it. And then when you sign in, the light turns off and it just looks like a key.
Perfect.
It's nice. Yeah. I like it.
It's very cute.
It's a 720 camera, so it's not the greatest camera, but that's enough, probably.
Yeah. Got 720 is, and you can still find 720p cameras on premium devices.
Apple still sells them. I can't believe it.
Yeah. No, if you want to look like you're coming from the past and also from the planet from Dune, this is the the camera for you.
I love it that they have both a C and an A port. I think that's know, smart. Yep. They're still doing the Surface Connect, but they charge on the C, right?
Yeah, you can.
If you want. Yes,
but it comes with a Surface Connect power.
It's nice to have the option. I mean, everything I have now charges.
Yeah, you can just leave one by the couch and plug in whatever you're using.
Basically,
you
know, that's what I do. I have Type-C power like everywhere I sit, and I can just plug it in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.